All right. It's 10:42 a.m. on this Tuesday, April 23rd. You're in tune to the Voice of the Valley, KROX in Crookston, Minnesota, 1260 a.m., 105.7 FM, and on 92.1 FM in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks. And we have our on the Valley Talk program today, the superintendent of the Crookston Public School District, Randy Burquist. Randy, how are you doing today?
Well, good morning. I'm doing very well. Yesterday was a beautiful day out, and today it's a little bit... A little bit chilly and a little gray, but hopefully things will get better. But we definitely could use some rain in this area for sure.
Yeah, you know, I think it's going to clear up today, but I think Thursday, Friday, going to be some nice moisture headed our way, hopefully. So as you said, that will be wanted, so that's good.
Absolutely great for the farm field. So I'm really excited to be here again this morning, Bo. Thanks for having me.
Of course, it's always a pleasure. And, well, I'm sure... I know you have plenty to talk about, so where do you want to... What do you want to hit on first?
Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to hit on this... we have... the school board voted last night to call for a hearing at our next school board meeting, which is May 20th at 5 o'clock at the, in the choir band room of the high school. And it was originally scheduled for May 27th, but because that's Memorial Day, we obviously can't have a board meeting on a holiday like that. We're going to move it up a week. So, again, it's going to allow for public comment in regards to the tax abatement bonds. Our bonding specialists, school districts utilize a number of different companies. We happen to use Elders. We'll be there to discuss tax impacts on any type of tax abatement bonds that the school board wants to go through with. So after the hearing is complete, the board will decide on whether to grant a tax abatement or not. And then the last step is to authorize the issuance of bonds in June at our June school board meeting. Remember, our fiscal year for school districts runs from July 1st through June 30th. So obviously everything has to get done for this fiscal year by the end of June. We also had a number of resignations and retirements. Can I just keep going on, Bo?
Yeah, you got it, buddy.
So the first one, we had a resignation from Denise Oliver, our principal at Washington. She also has done curriculum, does community ed. She had retired a number of years ago and then has come back. So she's going to officially retire at the end of this school year. And I really want to thank her for all her years of dedication to the Crookston School District and to the students. She's done a very nice job over the years, and we really appreciate all that. Another retirement was from Greg Garman, our head boys basketball coach. He's been coaching, I think it's 28 or 29 years. I can't remember, and I'm sorry, Greg, if you're out there that I can't remember this, but I want to thank him for all his years and dedication to, well, in this particular case, to the basketball career as a coach. You might remember he retired last year from, or maybe it was 2 years ago. He's retired from the district. He does sub once in a while, and we do appreciate his subbing because it's really hard to find good quality subs in school districts. We did have some other resignations in the boys program. Jason Tanquist, assistant boys basketball coach. Lon Boyk, assistant boys basketball coach. Austin O'Hara, assistant boys basketball coach. Want to thank them for their dedication and years of service. So we'll be advertising for, to start off with, the head boys basketball coach starting for next year. We also had a couple resignations from Brett Brendan, our science teacher. He accepted a position in a different school district. And also we had Darren Zimmerman, our social studies teacher and head girls basketball coach. So we've got the social studies and the science teacher positions advertised already. Because it's really hard to find teachers in many fields. And we're also going to have a head girls basketball coach position that we'll be advertising as well. Any questions on those things, Bo, at all?
I mean, it's kind of how it happens at this time of year, too. It seems like, I mean, it's you know, especially with the teachers either getting to the end of their career retiring, or else, you know, again, just this time of year when you find a different district maybe works better for your family or whatever the situation is. I mean, that's how it goes, and it's nothing. This isn't too out of the ordinary, right? This isn't like a mass exodus of teachers.
No.
It's just it happens.
Yeah, it happens every year, probably around April, May, maybe once in a while in March. But you know, we want to thank everybody who's ever worked for Crookston in this situation, and wish them best of luck in their future endeavors. You know, if somebody would have told me, Bo, 25, 20, maybe even 10 years ago, that there was going to be a shortage of teachers, I would have said, you're crazy. Because when I interviewed for positions in my career as educator, it wasn't uncommon to have dozens of applicants.
Yeah.
Now it's really hard to find just one or two applicants. We do have a couple special education positions open. Those are really hard positions to find because they're very tough positions.
Yeah.
They're rewarding, but they're very tough positions. So, you know, and also I'll mention this again, if anybody's interested in subbing in our school district, whether it's for a teacher or paraprofessional, cafeteria, bus driver, our doors are wide open and we have welcoming arms for those individuals. Mm-hmm. So a couple other things on there. We are approving the summer program for summer band and summer orchestra for those students to make sure that they continue to hone on their skills throughout the summer as they prepare for next year. You might recall I've mentioned before that the Minnesota School Boards Association always has updates on policies.
Yes.
So we updated the second reading. It takes us two readings usually for a policy to go in place.
Okay.
But those second reading policies were Policy 413, Harassment and Violence, Policy 416, Drug, Alcohol, and Cannabis Testing, Policy 506, Student Discipline, 507, Corporal Punishment and Prone Restraint, Policy 515, Protection and Privacy of Pupil Records. So, you know, Minnesota School Boards Association updates these policies. A lot of times we'll probably get some more policies updates probably in July or August as a result of the legislative mandates that are happening in this bonding year. You know, still they do still review policies and procedures. So we'll probably get those. We'll have another slew of those probably in August, I would guess. So, but we'll wait to see what happens. I think May 20th is the last day for the legislature to convene it.
Besides
there.
A special session that would happen.
Yeah, but, besides a special session.
But I don't think anything like that or school related, I don't think as far as what I've read or seen so far in the news, but anything really, I mean, for these policies that were passed, is there anything really changing or is it just kind of more smaller changes?
There were smaller changes. Yeah. You know, the big one this year was SRO, the school resource officer.
Of course.
That got hammered out. You might recall there were a number of schools that discontinued their school resource officers. Mm-hmm. I was a proponent of not discontinuing our school resource officer, even though it was suggested throughout the state that we do that. I think it's a great deterrent to have an SRO in our school district, and I thoroughly enjoy working with Chief Selzler and the Crookston Police Department. So we continued that program, and now it's just outlined more, you know, more things because there was a big to-do across the state. But now a number of schools I've been reading are reinstating their school resource officer. So I think it's a real credit to Crookston that we were able to maintain our school resource officer program in our school district.
Yeah, it is a great program. I remember in my time at Crookston High School, it was a great relationship had with the school resource officer at that time. And as you said, it's a good thing to have in the schools. So that was definitely the biggest one though. And I was looking through the list that I kind of stood out to me. So that makes sense. So anything else on that, on those policies, or is it pretty hum and drum, we can move on?
Yeah, it's pretty hum and drum, we can move on. You know, the big thing, too, is that, you know, the cannabis and different procedures for that. The bottom line for me is that, you know, I don't care who you are, where you come from, we don't want any kind of drugs or alcohol, vapes or smoking or anything like that in our school district. And, you know, we do have some precautions in place, like we have vape detectors in the bathrooms, which go off sometimes.
Yep.
I think some people might say, oh my gosh, that thing probably goes off every hour, every day. No, it doesn't. Our principals get a little ding on their phone if it goes off and it's dealt with right away. Yep. So, but you know, the bottom line too is that we have to follow these policies once they're in place. And, whether we agree with some of these policies or not, we still have to make sure that we follow them.
Yep, exactly. It's a very good point. So anything else you wanted to cover today?
Yeah, the district calendar was approved for next year. You know, we probably in hindsight should have approved that in March. We had a calendar committee that took a look at things, and we'll put that out in sometime this week so parents can know exactly what they can expect for next year, you know. We don't typically have a spring break like some schools do for a week, but, you know, we have a few days built in at President's Weekend, a few days built in around Easter.
Mm-hmm.
So it's still, I'm a firm believer that parents and kids should spend as much quality family time as they possibly can with one another because we're all busy. You know, kids are in extracurricular activities. Sometimes, you know, the typical sit down with your mom or your dad or your family to sit down and have a meal at 6 o'clock probably isn't as much today as it was, say, 30, 40 years ago.
Well, even like 10 years ago.
Even like 10 years
growing
ago.
Growing up, I mean, that was common for me. But, yeah, I think the kids are just doing so much nowadays, which is good.
Yeah.
But there is a con in the sense where, yeah, it's you miss out on that good communication with your family. So I agree with you wholeheartedly there.
Randy. Yeah, absolutely. So that was approved, and we'll be sending that out. And then shortly this week, we'll get that out. Another thing that was approved last night is the discontinuation of the girls' swimming program.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know I absolutely, as a superintendent, a father, older kids, I just absolutely hate making any type of cuts that's going to affect students.
Mm-hmm.
However, the swimming program at this point, my understanding is we had technically one girl who was swimming in the program. She did make it to state, and you know, hate to see programs cut, but it wasn't fiscally responsible. We're going to probably save about approximately $40,000 with this cutting of this program. We're still going to be compliant with Title IX requirements. We'll have 10 girls sports and 10 boys sports on the sports side. Of course, I don't want to forget that we also have kids that are in fine arts programs.
Yeah, of course, yes.
The band and choir concert last week was, I really enjoyed the phenomenal experience for those kids and those families, and for the teachers as well. But yes, we're cutting the swimming program, and it is a cost saving to the district and probably makes the most sense. But again, I hate making cuts that is going to negatively affect students. In this case, it was one student. So, we also have a child care program that is at Washington. It's a year round. It was a contract that was put into place before I got here, and that contract expires in June, and we are going to not continue with that contract for the child care program. We still have summer school programming for Washington School.
Okay.
We'll still have that summer school programming. However, the child care program will cease at the end of June, and then we're going to see about other opportunities for that space. And you know, the preschool numbers are coming up high right now, so we encourage families to get their children registered for preschool next year.
Of course.
The sooner the better, so that we can have more planning involved for that. Again, this is a child care program that's a separate entity from the school district.
Yep.
It's not really associated with the school district other than they utilize our space for that program.
Okay.
And let's see, what else do we have going on here? We had our principal reports. They do a report, Mr. Torgerson, Mrs. Hangslaven, Mr. Trosted, Mrs. Oliver, Mrs. Stronset, our special education services director, does a report. And again, we'll have, working on a big grant. We just completed a grant for Safe Schools walking, biking path.
That's right, yeah.
Grant. Mm-hmm. We had a presentation yesterday by a gentleman, by the name of a gentleman. His name was Tim.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about that. I want to thank the staff members, Mr. Trosted. We all met periodically throughout this year. And this is a plan in action. This plan in action will be used for future grants. We're looking at possibly updating walking and biking paths to school. So to Highland School, for example, so that kids feel comfortable, parents feel comfortable if their kids walk or bike to school. You know, I was going to make a comment last night, but I didn't. I was going to say, well, I walked to and from school both ways, uphill both ways, but I didn't do that.
Oh, you missed out.
I missed out. I was going to say that. But, you know, it's a good opportunity, May 8th, as you bike your bike to school day, and I plan on biking to school on that particular day. So,
for sure.
It's the first step in a process. There's going to be a number of grants coming out, hopefully this summer, that we can work on with the city of Crookston, Polk County, and the school district to go ahead and put forth a grant application to hopefully get thousands of dollars so that kids can have more opportunities.
That's great. I mean, it's a great thing to have, again, safer bike paths or walking paths, whatever, sidewalks, however you want to put it, but just make sure kids are safe and make sure they can, again, have that option because it's a little extra exercise. It helps, fresh air, and
yeah,
it's just a great thing. So, well, Randy, again, well, if you're listening, just tuning in, we had, this is Randy Burquist, the superintendent of Crookston Public Schools, and, well, we could be wrapping up here unless you have something else you want to talk about. I mean, we've pretty much, I think, covered most of the things from the meeting yesterday. Is there anything else you want to touch on? Or
yeah, I just want to thank again, you know, every month I say this, but we have a number of grants and donations from various organizations. So, you know, this last night we had United Way in the amount of $2,500 for the summer food service program.
Mm-hmm.
We accepted a donation from the CYBA in the amount of $4,000 for the Boys and Girls Varsity Basketball programs. Accept donation in the amount of $1,000 from Kirk and Amy Luco for a field trip donation for junior high. And also $300 from Kathy Barnes for a field trip donation for junior high. So the end of the school year is coming.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're finishing up those MCA tests. Just excited to get to have, especially for these seniors, it's kind of a happy time, but it's going to be kind of a sad time too. So I really appreciate Carol X and Bo letting me speak today.
Of course, Randy. It's always a pleasure. I know you don't exactly love coming on, but I know that you do appreciate it. And we, it means a lot for us to get your voice out there because you have so much great information for our listeners. So on that note, Randy, thank you again for coming in. We'll have you on again soon. And, well, until next time, have a great rest of the day.
Thanks, Bo. I appreciate your time.
Of course. Once again, that was Superintendent Randy Burquist with kind of just an update of the happenings going on. And what's going on over the Crookston School District. A lot of things happening. Again, now the school board meeting yesterday, we have a story on that on our website. Go to KROXAM.com. Click on news there. You can find all that information. A lot of great stuff there.